and then that would be enough to last 2 or 3 days, and then it would be to crank again, and that's the way we got our water for a number of years. Well, these barrels rotted. Mm-hmm. They wasn't flour barrels. They was good heavy barrels.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon they'd call water barrels. I don't know just what.
Mm-hmm. What's it?
But now, these flour barrels, we used to use them to put our shell, whenever we pick peas in the fall to get our seed peas to sow in the corn, mm-hmm. we used flour barrels to put our peas in. After we would beat them out, after they was shelled out.
Mm-hmm.
Now you talking about picking peas, whenever you go to picking enough to fill a flour barrel for a big old barrel, you have to get out there and stay with it to pick that many peas. And then we'd all get a stick and we'd get around this pile of peas and we'd go to hit it, you know, until we beat them peas out of them holes. That was work. But everybody did it. That's the way they got the seed peas. We didn't know what it was to go to town and buy seed peas. We had to keep them.
Yeah. On this water barrel, was there some, what would you call that thing that you used to turn to get the water to come out? Did you have something like, do you remember anything like that on a barrel? Something you'd turn and the water would come out?
It wasn't called hydrant.
Would you use the word hydrant talking about a barrel?
We had them pipes. Uh-huh. No, I know what you're talking about. To get it out of the barrel.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether you call that hydrant or not. I don't know. We always put that up high and it come down through a pipe and come to the hydrant where we. That's the way we got it. We got the water out of these barrels. But some would pump this water in the barrel and they'd turn this for the water to come out. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what that was called. I just don't know what they call that. Hydrant or
what? Say if you bought molasses, what would that come in?
We used to put it in barrels
uh-huh.
before they got to making buckets, tin buckets.
Uh-huh.
My daddy used to make have 2 barrels. Usually he'd have a big barrel and then what they call a half barrel,
mm-hmm.
and we would. It had one hole in it. We'd have to turn and we'd have a little piece of leather tacked down on one side of the hole, and that would, we would usually drain out a gallon of syrup so we wouldn't have to get it out of this barrel often. And then it would stay there a while, and it would, like all syrup, would go to sugar. And then we'd have to pour boiling water in this barrel through this little hole about an inch and a half on one side, and it would dissolve enough of this sugar that we could turn the barrel and get this sweetened water out and carry it to the stove and cook it down to syrup, and we use that for syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And we had syrup the year round. If we didn't have syrup, we had syrup made of the sugar.
Mm-hmm. What the? You
and then it. And then they got to buying 10 buckets, and you know how syrup is bought in buckets now. They would have a seal, the lid down on the bucket, and it would be sealed. It wouldn't be like it was in the barrel. It
mm-hmm.
wouldn't get strong like it do in the barrel.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever speak of a stand of molasses?
Yes, sir. We used to have a molasses stand.
And what was that?
It's a little. Some was made out of glass, and some was made out of crockerware, what you make plates out of. About they was usually about 5 inches tall, and it had a little lid on it. When you poured your molasses, you could take your thumb and pull that lid back and pour your molasses.